Hi everybody, this is Christopher and you're listening to Finding Japan episode 55. Okay, it's Sunday morning and we're going to take a trip over to McDonald's. Now, it sounds a lot worse than it is, but going to McDonald's for breakfast is great because they have this salad thing. I will tell you more about it in a moment, but for the meantime, I'm going to put you in my pocket because it's... See, that's the weird sound my heater has been making. It's kind of scary. I don't know what that is. But anyway, I'm going to put you in my pocket because it's snowing, and it appears to be a little windy out as well. So let's have a chat while we walk, shall we? Not quite sure how well this is going to work, but I'm going to do it anyway. This way I can pretend to be on the phone. Let's get some gloves, too. It's kind of cold out. Look at the Wii gloves. Got these great Nintendo Wii gloves that I got from my sister for Christmas. Well, I can't find the other one right now, so, alright, we're going gloveless. So you guys can see really just how much it's snowing. It's actually quite a bit. Oh, and I have email. All right. Okay, let's go. Now, it's kind of funny with this sound here. Every once in a while you'll hear like a splosh. There's just one right next to me. That splashing is actually chunks of wet snow falling from the power lines here. It actually looks kind of dangerous. Japan, I don't think Tokyo especially gets this type of weather that often. It's sort of like slushy snow. So, as a result, I'm curious to see how many cars are actually out. But there is like nobody out on these streets. This is incredible. Okay, hopefully you're not getting any wind here. Okay, time to cross. Yesterday I went to McDonald's. I want to talk a little more about that salad wrap. But yesterday I went to McDonald's to try and get myself one of these salad wraps. I didn't realize it was a breakfast only thing. So apparently, I wasn't able to get the salad wrap and I was kind of bummed out. What did I end up getting? Oh, I ended up getting a chicken sandwich instead. Not quite the same. Well, what did I want to talk about during this podcast? I don't really know. Partly just wanted to share the experience of walking through the snow here. Can you get to come to McDonald's with me too? See what it's like to order McDonald's food. I wonder if I wore the right shoes. Oh, yeah, alright, I'll be fine. Okay, I gotta move over to this side. I'm getting attacked by these power lines and they're splashing snow. I have an umbrella though. I'm not used to using an umbrella for snow, but it seems to work quite well actually. I laughed the first day. It was just flurrying, and it wasn't even sticking to the ground. People were using umbrellas. Okay, we're gonna use the phone here. Yeah, it's kind of funny that these people were doing things like that. Okay. I'm just walking by a couple right now. But, yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the experiences I've had over the past few days. There's a lot of people who are leaving Waseda University to go back to their home countries or what have you. So last night I went out with a few friends to this yakiniku place, and I recorded a bit of audio walking back, but I wanted to actually talk in a little more detail because I don't think the audio was very good and I was, probably wasn't very intelligible. You know, I always had this perception that you know, Japanese people can drink a lot, and I know there's the whole genetic thing where they don't break down. And people with the Asian descent have a certain chemical, or they're missing a certain chemical that lets them break down alcohol properly. So as a result, many Asian people get red-faced, or they get or they get tired very quickly. I know that that's certainly the case, and there's truth to that. But, you know, you watch a lot of these Japanese movies, or you hear about the Japanese businessmen, and there's always sort of like a little bit about kind of like an excess in drinking. Going out with the coworkers and drinking a lot and, you know, throwing up on the streets. Yeah, it's all good, right? Well, last night we were out, and one of my friend Kevin's acquaintances or friends came to his little get-together. We had about 16 of us together at a Tabe Hodai and Nomi Hodai Yakiniku, which is basically all you can eat, all you can drink. And it was, oh my god, it was how much was it? It was 2,150 yen for 2 hours? Oh, it was incredible. I had so much fun. And people riding their bikes, and this person's all dressed up in one big plastic suit. They look like a big plastic bubble riding the bike. But yeah, so I had a great time. But there was one guy who, every time we ordered a drink, he would end up ordering two or three of that drink. And, I think just the drinks got to him. He was drinking. He started right off with whiskey, and I kind of said to myself, uh-oh, this is going to be a bad time. But, so he started knocking things over on the table, and additionally, he was going to get something, and he fell over, and he knocked the coals over on the yakiniku thing there. I should pay attention to what the light is. I'm kind of looking at my feet and not looking where I'm going. Almost across the street without looking. And so that was a little dangerous. So he broke a glass. He kind of set him down on the floor. The store, the wait staff there kind of cleaned up. And we were on our way. And because the restaurant was so small, only about a third of us at a time could make it down through the elevator, so we had to go down in shifts. So I went down the first shift down the elevator because we were on the fourth floor there. Oh man, my hands are cold. And they didn't come out for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, oh, where are these guys? Eventually they come out and they have him slung around, an arm around two other people, and they set him down outside on the street there in Takata no Baba. And he wasn't looking too good, this poor guy. So he kind of put him in that position where, you know, if he happened to vomit, then he wouldn't choke on his own vomit. kind of turned him on his side with his arm up. And we weren't going to leave him there, but everybody else was going to a club. I wasn't going to go. I don't enjoy dance clubs all that much. And so we said, all right, well, who's going to bring this guy home? And there was one guy who said, oh, he would do it. But I don't think there was any way you could get this guy on a train. I mean, just logistically. The poor man couldn't even stand up. It's terrible. So we had a few people there who knew basic first aid. So we kind of looked him over, took his pulse, but he started getting pale. And his pulse was really low. Something like in the order of four, or in the neighborhood of 40 beats per minute, which is pretty low. You know, he's outside and it's getting cold, so we're like, well, what do we do? So someone ended up calling the ambulance. It took maybe about 5 minutes to come. There was one right across the street, too. It's kind of funny and ironic, but you called an ambulance and they came. And what cracked me up is the paramedics show up with helmets on. I haven't figured that out yet, but they have helmets and masks. They look like, they all look the same. Because with the helmet and the mask, you can't see the differences, so they look exactly the same. You can't tell one from the other. It's pretty funny. So that was cool to see the QQ show up close and the people who help other people out. So we called the QQ show, and he immediately stood up right when they came and said, I'm okay. And, so they took the stretcher away. They didn't put him on it, and they kind of sat with him for a little bit, and I told my friend Kevin, I said, okay, I gotta go, because the trains were about to leave, and I don't want to miss the train home. And, so I hope he made it back okay and without a problem. I'm sure he did. I mean, if the guy can stand up and say he's okay, then I'm sure he's feeling it today, but hope he remembers the good time that he had last night. So, it's kind of interesting. That's the first time I've seen someone get that drunk in person. I've certainly seen the result of it, the after effect. I've seen, I mean, it's rare, but you see it a lot. It's rare, but you see it a lot. What do I mean by that? Well, you don't see a lot of it, but you see it often. But every once in a while, I'll see someone passed out on the street, and there's a bottle of sake next to the guy. And he's urinated on himself, and people just walk around and they don't care. Kind of strange, actually. So, but yeah, it was interesting to see that. And like I said, I'm sure he ended up being okay. I'll come up to a busy street here now. And I think I'm right around the corner from McDonald's. I took back streets this time. So I should be right. Yep, I am. Okay. So I'm just gonna sign off here for a second and go into McDonald's, and I'll leave the recorder running, and then I'll catch back up with you on the flip side and tell you about the other half of my evening. So stay tuned.
サムイですね。はい。ありがとうございます。雪がたくさん降っていますね。じゃあ、サラダ、サラダラップセットで。はい。ありがとうございます。ホットコーヒーで。M サイズでください。はい。店内でお召し上がりですか?はい、お願いします。
以上で440円です。
あ、ミルクだけください。はい。
Talking to him. Actually, I have a new trick. I have a sort of like a neck scarf on, and if I wrap it around my mouth, I can talk. And people can't see the fact that my mouth is moving, so I don't look crazy. You know, I was thinking about this as I was going out of McDonald's. I put the recorder on, and I had my headphones in, and I was listening to what was being recorded. You know, I used to listen to, I still do, but I guess it just doesn't happen that as often anymore, but a lot of the Japan podcasts I used to listen to, I was really into the sound tours. I thought they were interesting. And it's kind of hard to do them, though, because I think it's more of a listener appreciated thing than a producer appreciated thing, because to me it's so boring. This is my daily life, but I suppose this is part of what it's all about. It's sharing, right? So anyway, kind of interesting. It's like listening to your own life in real time. Okay, let's go this way. This way looks cool. Alright. So I listened to the recording back. It sounded pretty good. You can hear everything. There's a little bit of walking noise on one side of the channel, though, so hopefully it doesn't annoy you all too much. I wanted to talk a little bit about the other half of the night. Whoa, that was really close. I don't know if you guys heard that, but like a watermelon, not a watermelon, I mean like a grapefruit-sized chunk of wet snow just fell off fell off the power line, nearly hit me. The dangers of urban living. I need to get some sort of drink too. I'm very, very thirsty. But there's tons of vending machines. I'll just get one closer to my house.
walking with a coffee now. So I actually have to take off the mask here to drink my coffee. I realize that. I just feel like you're all with me now, and I don't have to tell a particular story. I'm just kind of comfy. I think my feet are getting wet. Anyway, yeah, the other half of the story. So when I was coming out of the train station last night, I finally arrived at the station I'm supposed to go to. And, let's see here, how to tell this story. So I was behind a young woman who looked like she had just done a night on the town, dressed, you know, pretty conservatively, not like a party girl or anything. And all of a sudden, she projected vomit out of her mouth. And I say it like that because there was no heaving sound. It was just crash, like right onto the floor. And she did it in the most conspicuous, or inconspicuous, I always get that word confused. She did it in a way where she didn't want people to really see it. A lot of the staircases and subways have, it's really hard to look, have these water runoffs on the side of the stairs, so that if water comes in from street level, you know, a lot of rain, or they're washing the stairs, the water can run off on the side of the stairs. There's like a little channel or trough there. So she used that to throw up in. And I just thought it was amazing that she did it without a heaving sound. So yeah, she was in front of me, I saw it come out, I'm like, oh, that's terrible. I started to overtake her on the side going up the stairs, and she did it again. I'm like, oh, that's really bad. And then when I got up to the first escalator, I heard it behind me. I heard the splash again behind me. So it was kind of... looks like everybody was having a rough night last night. So, there you go. Okay, I'm gonna get whacked again here. I think I have to walk nearly in the middle of the street because the cars have cleared off enough of the slush for me to be able to walk. And if I walk the oncoming traffic, at least I can see when I'll get hit. So that was interesting. A lot of failed attempts at alcohol consumption last night that I noticed. Okay, let's cross the street now. So, I don't know, there you go. I didn't really have much else to talk about. So maybe I'll just describe what it is that I'm seeing. I'm in a neighborhood of mine that has quite a bit of housing. There's a chicken on a stick place right here. This guy doesn't even have like a restaurant type place. He just sells it right out of this corner. What do I want to drink? I may have to go out later, I think. Oh, okay, I know what I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna do an interview with San Nakji this afternoon, hopefully. San is our friend down there in Auckland, in New Zealand, and he's doing what I think is a fantastic project. He's doing audio interviews of many different people who he knows listen to his podcast. I think it's a great idea for two reasons. One, I like hearing people's stories. Oh, someone's calling me. Who's calling? Why are they calling? Hello? Okay. That was the lady. Had to make sure to take that call because she's heading out with her sister for the night. There's a vending machine right here. There's Gatorade Extra. Let's try that. What should I get? What should I get? Okay. I have to do this delicately here because I don't have the ability to use both hands while I have this umbrella. We're going to need 150 to accomplish this task. You know what, I'm going to get this. It's called Decavita C. Never had that before. And it's a little cheaper. Looks like a vitamin drink or something. Last night everybody was drinking that stuff. Drinking that Ukon stuff. It's really catching on. Everybody likes it because they know it makes them feel better after a night of drinking. Of course, they were going to go drink some more, so maybe it didn't have quite the effect they hoped, but everybody was buying it last night. Wet. It's really wet out. And slushy. My heels. That squeaking noise you hear is my heels digging into the back of my shoes because it's so wet. Man, my sinuses have been killing me. Okay. Wet. Okay, now we're back at the Kasa. Clean off the umbrella here. We'll enter the secret code. And we're in. Look at that. Favorite trick when I get home is to put the shower, or put the umbrella in the shower. Okay, we are home. Well, there you go, that was going to McDonald's on a Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed. I think I will just wrap up this podcast as is. Maybe throw some tunes in between there. I had some links I wanted to check out from Scott. He was saying to check out CC Mixter, and I liked what he did the other day with his audio, so I may do that here. I know there's been a lot of rubbing in your ear from having the recorder in my pocket here, but hopefully you all survived. So, as always, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys real soon. Talk to you later. Bye now.
And just a quick note, I want to let you all know that the tracks in today's podcast episode were brought to you by ccmixer.org. Found a couple tracks off there. First was a track called Fixing My Brain by Giles, and Colors Shifting by Electric West. And if you're interested in either of those tracks, please visit the show notes and